Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Before we jump in, we must warn you this episode contains explicit content, such as sexual abuse, that may be disturbing to some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Also, if this is the first time you're listening to Sacred Scandal, everything will make a lot more sense if you start with episode one. It's another nice June day in Los Angeles, and Nason Joaquin Garcia is flying high. He just got back from a grand tour celebrating his 50th birthday, from visiting the future home of his next megachurch city in El Salvador, with that country's president by his side, all the way back to Mexico City for a luxurious birthday bash in one of the most prestigious venues in the world, Bellas Artes, a place reserved for global artists and Nobel Prize winners. The private plane lands in Los Angeles International Airport. Let's imagine Nason Joaquin and his two lovely companions rising from the comfy leather seats of their private plane, ready to take in the LA breezes. Nason was surely making plans, maybe relishing the coming company of his Californian unconditionals, as the door opened and he stepped onto the plane stairs. But the welcoming committee was somewhat unusual, not exactly his regular servants or any of his adoring followers. I can imagine Nason's smug demeanor shrinking as he's greeted by multiple badges from the FBI, Homeland Security, and ICE, ready to handcuff him and read him his rights. The evidence against Nason is overwhelming. There are thousands of compromising pictures, text messages, and videos. So much so that weeks later, at a bail hearing, Judge George Lomeli showed Nason clear signs that the US government was not messing around.
Mr. Garcia faces 22 serious felony counts, sexual felony counts, including lewd act upon child, forcible rape of a minor, forcible oral copulation, extortion, procuring a child to engage in a lewd act, unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, human trafficking, possession of child pornography. The appropriate bail in this matter shall be fixed at $90 million. That is the court's order.
Ironically, it was the defense that had convened the hearing. They wanted to ask for a reduction from the $50 million imposed after LLDM managed to gather in a little over a week, $5 million of the $25 million bond originally asked for. But instead of lowering the amount, Judge Lomeli cited evidence of a systematic pattern of sexual assault of minors, courtesy of Nason's iPhone content, and ultimately found the $90 million mark more appropriate, considering Garcia's elevated flight risk. The apostle was well known for his access to private planes, his considerable amount of untraceable, disposable cash, his fake passports, and the protection afforded to him by Mexico's powers that be. Nason's bail became one of the highest ever set in the state of California. It was clear that the servant of God would have to spend all his pretrial motions behind bars. With so much damning evidence against the defendant, the case looked pretty straightforward. But life had other plans, for all of us. As a potential trial date approached, the global pandemic of 2020 started. 2 years would pass before the hearings would commence in earnest. After that, one might have expected such a strong case to be a slam dunk for the DA. Yet for the victims, and all the people anxiously watching the proceedings, nothing would go as expected. I'm Roberta Garza, and this is Sacred Scandal, Season 2, Episode 10, The Jane Doe's. It's 2018, and the California Attorney General's office is especially busy. In recent months, an anonymous hotline was set up to report sexual abuse crimes against minors, and a promising tip made its way in. It's an anonymous complaint letting the investigators know about a well-known, respected church leader who sexually abuses his flock, many of them children. His name is Nason Joaquin Garcia, the leader of La Luz del Mundo, and he claims to be the Apostle of God. Even though the caller is supposed to remain anonymous, courage is needed in order to accuse the Joaquin family. The church has been known to find the identity of its leakers, and as we have seen from past episodes, they have a ruthless way to make any life miserable. Thanks in part to California Senator Joseph Dunn, who helped author a bill in 2002 that opened up a one-year window, and presently a three-year window, allowing sexual abuse cases to come forward no matter how old the crime is, the long history of the Joaquin's family's impunity was about to come to a screeching halt. Because you see, before this extension, particularly for underage victims, most states kept the statute of limitation open just for a short number of years after the survivor's 18th birthday. And as Senator Dunn explains, this is a problem.
The problem is on average, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse does not come forward with their story until their mid-40s to early 50s. Those statistics are very solid, unfortunately. And by that point in time, the statute of limitations for filing a civil court action over the childhood sexual abuse had long expired. Almost zero survivors of childhood sexual abuse are ready to wrestle with this issue and explore options in that age time frame. And not a huge percentage of survivors actually opt for the legal route.
As Senator Dunn mentions, the legal route is a long and arduous road that often leads to re-victimization, more trauma, and further injustices against the people who are brave enough to come forward. And this is a particularly strong risk when facing an institution such as LLDM. Yet a couple of brave women dared to speak. You see, the community church members leave behind when they flee is, for good or bad, very strong. It is no wonder that when they find themselves on the outside, they seek to form a new one, just as binding among themselves. Social media plays a crucial role, with podcasts, blogs, and videos being used to share the process of healing and the status of critics and dissenters, with quite a number of believers secretly listening in. So, after the investigation was opened and police began questioning a number of people close to the church, the news spread like wildfire among the ex-LLDM community. Some of them began quietly cooperating with the police. Five of them were brought together in support of one another after realizing they had all been Nason's victims. They would later come to be known, on the record, as Jane Doe's 1 through 5.
For the first time, they were able to kind of recognize that they weren't alone on this island. And they realized and recognized that coming together as a group really did strengthen the credibility. It's easy to discount one person's statement. It's easy to kind of make it a he said, she said.
Lawyer Joy Jedidzian represents these five survivors in the civil case brought by the DA against Nason and three of his accomplices. And she knows abuse victims carry way too many burdens. There's an unshakable feeling of loneliness and isolation. A shame and guilt that stops them from talking about what they went through. And self-doubt that arises from thinking that maybe, just maybe, they are to blame. So when these Jane Does found each other, they knew that coming together would help them prove theirs were not isolated cases, that there was a clear pattern of abuse inside LLDN.
It's like breaking a stick. You could break one, but you can't break the bunch. And now these brave women and girls are strengthened by each other's courage.
We know LLDM doesn't hold back when trying to destroy its perceived enemies. We have seen what they're capable of. Attempted murder, extortion, character obliteration, and kidnapping. Bringing a case against Nason or the church as a witness is a very dangerous affair. The Jane Does knew they would suffer the consequences, and that there would be no returning to whatever life they had within the church's embrace.
California recognizes how delicate sexual abuse is for the victims, and so it gives them the opportunity to be anonymous. And I think that it was never more important than in this case, because the members of La Luz del Mundo are quite frankly fanatical.
We'll explore just how fanatical after the break.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Despite the risks and the emotional strain it would entail, the Jane Does agreed to help the California DAs prosecute Nason. And Joey explains what drove them.
Each person had a bit of a different story that was unique to them. The one thing that every single one of my clients have said publicly and said to everyone else is that they just want to prevent this from ever happening to anyone else.
Let's stop for a minute, and with help of Joey, get to know these brave ladies individually and understand the difficulties of prosecuting someone who gets to be called the servant of God. Jane Doe 1 was born into a family that had been LLDM parishioners for generations. As everyone else in LLDM, she was taught from birth to worship the apostle. Around 2016, when she was approximately 14, Nason ordered Alondra Ocampo to create a group of girls under 25. Nason and Alondra called them the Angelitas, or Little Angels, and soon Jane Doe 1 was recruited into that fold. I'm going to spare you what happened to those little angels. I'll just say it started with private dances, rolling cameras, and foot massages.
As other kids enjoyed playing sports after school, I was being used as a toy for your pleasure. Your Honor, everyone has catered to this pedophile's desires his entire life. The church worships him. The Mexican government venerates him and covered his criminal actions for years.
Jane Doe, too, also became an Angelita as a young teen. She was lucky enough to be raised by a single mother who reacted with outrage after finding out what happened to her daughter in the service of the apostle.
He would repeatedly tell me that I have no one to defend me, no father to protect me or provide for us. You told me that you were my father and my protection. And right after you said that, you raped me. Yes, you raped me.
When Jane Doe 2's mother complained to the church, an LLDM attorney and her husband, a pastor, repeatedly harassed the family thereafter, arguing that Nason was the Lord, and that speaking ill of him in any matter was not only expressly forbidden, but could lead to catastrophic consequences for Jane Doe 2 and her family.
Listen, all of this whole case, is truly unbelievable. It's the stuff of nightmares, and it's my job to make it make sense to everyone. And the first thing that I know every single person that sees this case is gonna be, how could you believe that this guy is Jesus Christ on earth and walking about and all of these things?
Jane Doe 3's family had been longtime church members. She was also recruited to the Angelitas at 14. On her first dance, as she was being explained how to touch the apostle, she began crying. Nason then told her not to worry, as he was God and the girls were his angels, and that this was a blessing. The root of LLDM's culture of abuse is so rotten, even the wives of the apostles are complicit. When she was 16 and in the middle of a sex act with Nason, Jane Doe 3 remembers watching the apostle's wife, Alma Zamora, as she came into the room, said nothing, and left in silence. Alma was doing what every woman in LLDM is trained to do, be a perfect example of silence and obedience, the very lessons LLDM's victims are brainwashed to endure.
Forgive me if I stutter. Forgive me because I'm very nervous right now. Alondra would manipulate me and the other girls, and that our parents would never believe us. But most importantly, because it was a blessing to lose your virginity to the so-called name of God. Every girl would have liked to have this blessing, but God has given us this blessing that we must protect and give ourselves to Him. This didn't make any sense to me. I was only 15.
These girls weren't allowed to socialize with anyone outside of the church. These girls were forbidden to talk to anyone outside of the church. These girls were forbidden to go on the internet to look at anything wrong about the church. They were forbidden from talking to men, to do so many things that would have given them the wisdom to know that this wasn't right. And so for them, it wasn't stupid. It was the most logical thing in the world. Once you have every person in the world telling you, you're so lucky, you're so blessed, oh my goodness, this is the best thing that could ever happen to you, this is your purpose in life, then you'll do anything.
It was May of 2015, and Jane Doe 4 was 20 years old when she was first asked by her uncle Nason to accompany him on one of his tours. After that, he became particularly violent towards her.
Nason Joaquin Garcia, the apostle, my rapist, my tormentor, my abuser, is my uncle.
In her statement to the court, she recounted how Nason seemed to take joy in hurting his own blood.
Your Honor, this man destroyed my life, my faith was used as a weapon against me by Nason Joaquin Garcia. I did not consent to have sex with Nason.
Every time Nason abused Jane Doe 4, he made her call him uncle.
It's the stuff that nightmares are created from, and it's just really, really shocking that things like this happen in the world.
Joey specializes in abuse cases. She has seen endless, horrifying stories, and she knows how to deal with the dark impression they can cause. But she doesn't mince words when describing what she felt after hearing Jane Doe 4's testimony and how it shook her.
It's evil personified. He abused her for years. He committed the most obscene crimes against her. And the more that she wanted to come out, the more they just told her that she needed to pray, that she needed to set an example, to be an example. And so it just devastated her entire life.
The story of our last Jane Doe 5, fully displays the way the apostle's atrocities don't operate in a void, but are aided and abetted not just by a few accomplices, but by the whole church acting as a corrupt institution, like a true organized crime syndicate. Jane Doe 5 was an adult when she was first invited to partake of the apostle's blessings. After a couple of years, when Nason grew tired of her, she was ordered to marry a member of the church she had never met before. It was December of 2017.
Jane Doe 5 survived just the unthinkable. She was abused for years, and then she was forced to marry a man she didn't know, which was very common within the church. And she ultimately ended up being held captive in Mexico. She was kidnapped and held under constant 24/7 armed guard with 8 men with machine guns at all times.
Let me tell you what we know. Right after Nason's arrest in 2019, and suspecting Jane Doe 5's possible involvement in the DA's investigation, a member of the Council of Bishops cornered her mother as she entered the East Los Angeles temple where she usually worshipped, and ordered her to contact her daughter, who by that time had distanced herself from the church. On the behest of her mother, Jane Doe 5 agreed to show up at a hotel in Montebello, California, where she was met by members of the Council of Bishops, a private investigator hired by the church, and several of their attorneys. The private investigator interrogated Jane Doe 5 about very specific details surrounding her abuses, intimate, graphic details that no one else beside her and the apostle could have known. And she had told nobody about those. One of the church's lawyers asked if she was willing to go to jail to save the Lord by telling the police she had never been abused and to confess that any photos or videos found on Nason's iPhone, computer, or other personal devices were fraudulently put there by herself in an attempt to frame the apostle of God. Jane Doe responded by saying that her faith was not strong enough for her to go to jail for Nason. The church was not happy, but they had to let her go. At least for now. 2 months later, in August of 2019, Jane Doe 5 and her husband went to Guadalajara to celebrate the church's Santa Cena. On arrival at Hermosa Provincia, her husband took her to see the same lawyer she had met in Montebello. Right then and there, the man renewed his requests that she sacrifice herself for Nason, telling her that imminent tragedies would befall her and her family if she continued to defy the apostles' wishes. So she relented, and she signed a document falsely stating that she had never been abused by Nason. Immediately afterwards, with the help of her husband, her American passport was taken from her, and she was placed under what was essentially house arrest.
She was in Mexico. She was held captive because they feared that she would come forward and speak out about the abuse. This is a criminal enterprise. This is a mafia, not just the cult, where the church had an inordinate amount of power in Mexico and incredibly devout followers that are willing to kind of ruin the lives of these victims for their leader.
10 men from the Guard of Jericho, the Apostles' family's special enforcers we've met before, took turns 24/7 posted outside her Guadalajara home, following her whenever she had to go to the market or to the doctor with her one-year-old daughter, all carrying semi-automatic weapons.
What I do know is that ultimately she couldn't leave, obviously, because of these armed guards, and someone was contacted, I believe, from the embassy, the U.S. embassy.
Jane Doe 5 was rescued with her daughter by a clandestine operation led by the feds. This is how she remembers it.
The fear was so overwhelming. I was terrified. I thought I would be murdered at any moment. Some of his ministers made me sign papers and documents under duress, promising that I would not testify against him. I had no will and I had no voice. His guaruras guarded me every move. I reached out to the U.S. Embassy the first chance I got and asked for help. And they worked with the FBI to rescue me and my daughter. And even then, it was so hard to go against you. Your power extended so deep in Jalisco that even the FBI struggled to rescue me. And I was only lucky enough to be rescued by the FBI because I am a U.S. citizen. And I can't even imagine what would have happened if I wasn't. I had to jump a wall with my baby of 1 year old to escape from their claws.
Armed with these testimonies, with the hard evidence the Jane Does collectively provided, and with the abundant criminal material confiscated from the Apostles' laptop and telephone, by mid-August 2020, Judge Ronald Cohen determined that he had seen enough.
For purposes of this hearing, I do find sufficient evidence for a great bodily injury. I do find sufficient evidence that all the charges and enhancements in the complaint have been proven by the standard that I have before me. Consequently, all defendants will be held to answer as charged in the complaint. Bail is remaining as previously said. Thank you all.
More on that after the break.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Meanwhile, in Hermosa Provincia, in his letters from prison, or in the church's address to the flock, Nason Joaquin's plight was compared to Jesus Christ's trial and martyrdom. The Council of Bishops informed the members at every service that Nason was innocent, that the court was unfair, that the judge wouldn't allow evidence in his favor. Giant letters spelling innocent were painted across Hermosa Provincia's streets. From the pulpits, the pastors accused the Jane Does of seeking only money, calling them once again whores and sluts. What they never, ever said inside Hermosa Provincia was what exactly were the charges against the apostle.
The church categorically rejects each and every allegation made against him. We trust in the principles of justice that govern our legal system in the United States and specifically in the state of California.
Nason Garcia has not had his rights respected. In fact, from the time he was arrested, we don't even know who's accusing him.
But all the PR messaging and fact-twisting in the world could not reach as far as the Apostles' California court. Despite Nason's very expensive legal team's effort to throw the case, the trial would move forward into what looked like an open and shut guilty verdict. All five of the Jane Does knew things would get rocky when they decided to go forward and become state witnesses. Yet they did it anyway, hoping this would finally end the cycle of abuse, extortion and crime that plagues LLDM. For a cult that started three generations ago and has over 5 million followers around the world, that's a tall order. 3 days before the trial was set to start, Nason took a plea deal, negotiated between the defense and the DA at the judge's quarters. Without a public trial, the mountains of evidence available to the prosecutors would never be seen by outside eyes. And that was something the apostle had to make sure of, because the bits of information that came out during the 4 days of evidence hearings between his arrest and the sentencing were brutal. Joey was not exaggerating when she says it was unbelievable.
It is thousands of pictures and electronic devices and documents and other people's statements. There are pictures, there are videos, there are diaries, there are lingerie. One of the Jane Does, Jane Doe number 4, she kept the lingerie that she was wearing the night that he raped her and stole her virginity and all the blood that was on it. She had flight stubs and invites and tickets and little envelopes where Nason gave her gifts and all of these things. And I asked her why she kept it. Like, what compelled her to keep all this stuff? Because a lot of it was nothing.
She first had the shy, embarrassed look, and then she just started crying, and she's like, "It's because I thought they were blessings."
So this is how we finally arrived at June 8, 2022. Judge Ronald Cohen rules over his courtroom with a stern, almost angry face.
So I've been a judge for a long time. I'm in my 38th year. And I've never ceased to be amazed at what some people do in the name of religion.
In criminal cases, when a judge is ready to sentence a defendant that has been found guilty by a jury, or, as in Nason's case, when someone has pleaded guilty, the judge listens to the victims to decide what the appropriate sentencing is.
And it won't be complete justice to us, but it will show us that at least this court sees us, hears us, and thinks that we are worthy of justice.
The victim impact statement before sentencing lasted 5 hours, with only 2 short breaks. The Jane Does were corralled at the back of the room. They didn't come up to the witness stand as is customary. They could not be filmed or photographed, as they needed to be kept invisible to shield their identities. But everyone else in that courtroom looked shell-shocked, uncomfortable, disgusted. Nason's head lawyer, Alan Jackson, couldn't stop nervously looking at his watch over and over. Acting Attorney General Fusco hung her head between her hands. The only person left unmoved was the reason for it all, Nason Joaquin Garcia, who stared blankly in front of him, looking annoyed, away from his victims, fully disregarding their suffering for the duration of the audience. Earlier that day, the Jane Does had been nervous, but hopeful. They wanted to make sure Nason and his LLDM enablers would finally be punished. They knew he would certainly be put behind bars, but they wanted him to stay there for the longest time possible, not only for destroying their lives, but also in the hopes he would never again be able to torture other boys and girls. So they had prepared themselves to bare their souls one last time, to let Nason know that he had lost, to see him get the punishment he deserved, and to move on, praying justice would bring them closure. Yet minutes before walking into that courtroom, they were informed that 5 days before, and behind their backs, Nason had struck a sweetheart deal with the DA, that most of the charges would be dropped and that the sentence would be very kind to the defendant. Only 3 of the lesser charges, those pertaining to the underage Jane Does 1-3, would stand. The others, the most grievous ones, were just tossed away. Here's what the Jane Does themselves had to say about it.
All I have ever wanted was to see Nason go to trial for what he did to me, to us, to speak the truth in this courtroom, my truth, and to tell the world who this man really is, and to expose him for the monster that he is. I would like the public and this court to know we were not reasonably notified of this plea. We did not know it would happen when we walked into this courtroom still blindsided from having heard the news minutes before we stood before you. All 5 Jane Does are ready to face you in the trial and waited for that opportunity for 3 years. Your Honor, we wanted our day in court. We wanted to face our sexual predator. We were deprived of that right when the Attorney General's office decided to reach an agreement with Nason. I would like this court to know I was not informed, nor did I consent to negotiating with this rapist.
Their anger was not unwarranted, not only because, compared to the amount of pain and suffering the apostles' crimes had cost on them, The sentence was a travesty, a mere slap on the wrist. It was because the prosecution had promised them they would never, ever offer Nasson a plea deal. Ever. Let's listen to Jane Doe 4.
When I agreed to be a Jane Doe, I was assured that there would be no negotiations and no plea agreements. The prosecution assured me of that from the very beginning. They said no negotiations and no agreements was one of the only reasons I agreed to come forward. We as Jane Doe's did not even think he was allowed to take a plea anymore. We were getting ready for trial and excited to finally have our day in court. And then we got a call telling us we had 15 minutes to get to downtown to speak with the prosecution. I didn't even realize we were going to court. We felt like in an instant we were told, game over, thanks for participating. Step aside to see your rapist get a trophy. We were told everything was agreed upon, signed and ordered. All of this without speaking to a single one of us sitting here today. The actual people that suffered his cruelty and were victims of his crime. Your Honor, this man destroyed my life. And through his unremorseful plea, he exerts his power once more. I had to spend the entire weekend listening to the church members claim that Nason was vindicated. That if we really had any evidence against him, that he would be locked away for life. That this was a sign of his innocence.
These women had been violated, trampled upon, silenced, and dismissed all their lives by those who were supposed to love and protect them. Their pastors, their elders, and sometimes their families. And still they found the courage to fight back at considerable emotional cost and physical danger, trusting this time around the DA's office would have their backs. And it just didn't. In our next episode, we will explain how we came to this, why the prosecution dropped the ball so badly, and what comes next for Nason Joaquin.
I don't think anyone listened to these victims. I don't think the time was taken to actually hear their stories and understand La Luz del Mundo and understand that background and history and that perspective that I said is necessary to understand what happened.
That's next on Sacred Scandal. Sacred Scandal La Luz del Mundo is a production of Exile Content Studio in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Roberta Garza. Produced by Sabine Jansen with the help of Stella Emmett, Reynolds Gutierrez, and Ana Isabel Octavio. Written by myself with the help from Maribel Quisada Smith. Research by Roberta Garza. Additional reporting by Florencia González Guerra García. Engineering by Hugo Mendoza and Sabine Jansen. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones. Original music by Patrick Hart. Edited by Ryder Alsop, Maribel Quesada Smith, and Rose Reid. Executive producers are Rose Reid, Carmen Graterol, Isaac Lee, and Nando Villa. Daniel Batista oversees audio at Exile Content Studio. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Bances and Arlene Santana. Sacred Scandal was created by Melanie Bartley and Paula Barros. Special thanks to Sonic Union. For more podcasts, go to the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tengo
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.